Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan as we move into our number two at RJ Dukes in McKinney. And by the way, I think some people texted this in. I'm sorry if I didn't respond. Yes, they are open and they are doing business. So your app might tell you like, oh, they open at 10, 11. Nonsense. They are open right now and the deals are flowing. Corey, I want to see if you think this is okay. I didn't complete my purchase, but I was like, I would like to buy these two things, but I have to keep doing the show. Can I set them to the side? Do you think that's okay, or can somebody come in and like just buy what I really want?
Well, here's the thing with when it comes to the guys at RJ Dukes, all right? They know you, and they know your past. So they were like, do not put that in your pocket, sir.
I don't know if all of them know my past.
Well, then I'll let them know. I'll tell them right now. So they probably are keeping an eye on you.
Yeah.
This thing set up well, man. This is a great setup. I love the they basically redesigned the store. They took a bunch of
they really did.
They took a bunch of the boxes and took them outside, put a tent up, and said, "Hey, let's do this thing. This is awesome. This is this is really cool." Because I was thinking, I was telling Adrian, I was like, "It's a small space for us, especially if there are going to be some people." But the way that they opened this up, this was brilliant. This was a really good job, and I just got to give credit to Ryan and the guys. This is great work, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want you to raise lots of money and bid and donate to Peace-a-thon, My Possibilities, Sandlot Children's Charity, but also come out here and buy lots of things.
Yeah,
because
bring food.
Corey's not kidding. And I like, I know and like a lot of these employees, and they really had to do a lot of extra work to make this happen. So, yeah, please
name
come.
One thing.
I mean, they moved like legitimately half of their store this morning. If you were here at like 5 o'clock, I mean.
I was. Well, I got here at 5:40.
But you could see them lifting out.
Immediately
the
went to the bathroom.
And everything. Yeah. It's like he planned. He's like, let me stop here and poop.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to have to do that.
Oh my
point.
Goodness!
Everybody
well,
poops.
Yeah. That is
it's
true.
A book.
That is true.
It's a great book.
Yeah, kids read it every year.
Yeah. Now this time, if they could always go in the party.
Okay.
Sorry, no,
real
I
life
love
alert.
You. All right, sorry, no, I love you. Yeah, I only say potty now because of what we're trying to potty train him. All right, so for the Rangers, and we were kind of having this discussion in a text, and I don't want to get into the specifics of that unless you want to, but. Derek, I'm going to start with you. Are you okay with the Rangers, and I'm going to tip my hand a little bit with this statement,
oh boy,
finally turning the page from their World Series roster? Because you saw it, Spores, Heim, Adolis, then you saw the Marcus Semien trade, and like there have been other moves leading up to this, but they are really like, thank you very much, we'll see you down the road.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I mean, obviously you want to keep the team together, keep trying to see if you can repeat history and get another, you know, World Series. But at the same time, people are getting older. Things aren't really happening. You're not producing the numbers that you want. You got to start going younger. You got a lot of guys in the minor leagues that need their opportunity too. I think it's time to turn the page. Awesome what they did. no doubt about it. I mean, we couldn't do it, so it's awesome to see what they did for us. So
hey,
thank
Mike's
you.
Not here to tell you
I
that.
I know. He's going to anyway when I see him.
He will. Mike will be here today.
Always, Corey always brings up.
Dude, I know.
I let it go, though. I did let it go. You're right. I brought it up recently.
Yeah, I've
heard
it. Yeah,
I know. I heard it. But it was a moment that we all had.
But see,
and we all shared.
You need to turn the page, too.
I'll never forget it.
And, yeah, well, me either. But I think, yes.
We all do. But here's
I'm
the thing.
Sorry,
here's
that
the
makes
other
sense.
Thing. I know, listen, dude, yep. Y'all were there. And
sure
that
were.
Was the first time we'd ever experienced sure anything like that. Like, we never got that. We yeah. were a farm system.
Yeah.
Like, for the Yankees, that's all we were. And so seeing our guys, seeing yeah. you guys
I bet
go
he
do
remembers.
That was awesome.
Oh, I do.
Like, it was awesome. And
are
it
you
was
emotional
an,
right now?
It was an yeah, I am. It was an experience like my whole childhood I'd wanted to see. And I got to see y'all at least be there and win playoff games. That was awesome. So thank you for that, too.
You know, he knows.
What?
Look at him. He's emotional right now.
You look like you're going to get emotional.
I can't stand seeing people cry.
Okay.
Makes me cry.
It is hour two, for goodness sake.
Yo, you just wait. Oh, you just wait.
An emotional roller coaster.
You know what? As long as we're making people emotional, Corey.
Mm.
Did you look at the Peace-a-thon site last night? I couldn't help it. I know I shouldn't. Did you see that Jim Brown car
sold? It sold for a lot, too. That was awesome.
And
what
you know
a cool
why?
Story. What
because
a cool story.
Story.
I told you. Everything. Yeah. Hey, bottle of wine.
See it.
Bottle of wine has a story. It goes for more. Derek.
Yeah.
I would have bought that.
Brandon Nimmo.
See.
I want to. Can I dive in on that right now?
Well, we're talking
I mean,
about,
unless you want to talk more about how he thought they were going to win the World Series.
Brandon Nimmo is a dude that a few years ago, I was like, that dude can play on my team anytime. He is.
Still
can. His hustle factor out in the outfield. I love it. He hits. I like the way he swings the bat, too. What are your thoughts on him? Because I think teammates always a big deal. Mm-hmm. And that clubhouse, you know how important that clubhouse really is because you're with those guys all the time. Not necessarily that you have to like them, but I think whenever you find a good clubhouse, you see, that's one of the things they have going for him right now.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be good for the clubhouse. There's no doubt. I've heard from other people what he is. He's somebody that's going to help out, keep guys motivated and everything. I think, I was talking with Choppy about this too, is we didn't really have the true leadership skills that we wanted. I mean, Simeon was great, but at the same time, it just didn't seem, and I could be wrong, but it doesn't seem like that clubhouse was really together.
No.
If that
yes.
makes sense.
What I was thinking is they didn't have a unified vision. I
correct.
Agree with
and that's
you
why,
for
like,
sure.
to me, I get it. People are going to jump on me for this, but like, I feel like even our 2011 team, I think we could have beat the 2023 team that won the World Series because of what our chemistry was in the clubhouse and everything. Both great teams.
Fascinating.
But you got to think of, look at what we did. Like, we were into it. Like, the claw, the antlers, all that stuff. You watched them and it was just like, get on first base and yeah, we did it. Like, it wasn't quite as.
There's no personality.
Really, yeah, it wasn't.
It was Corey, really, it was Corey Seager's like personality, right?
Like, when they got the big moment hits, like Seager and the home run, of course that place went nuts, which anybody would.
Yeah.
But I just think that they were lacking stuff in the clubhouse. You got guys doing things on their own. There's not too much team stuff going on, whereas our teams from before, we did stuff together, dinners, whatever. Like, whatever. We were
Has
together.
Has that changed just in general in sports in the last 10 years?
I don't
years?
Know. I'm very curious. I just feel like for me, I was a big clubhouse guy. I want to keep guys together. You know, it's the same thing even outside of baseball. I'm trying to connect, Cowboys, Rangers, Stars, Mavericks. I'm trying to get everybody together. Like, one of the greatest people that I've got to meet and hang out with and do stuff with is DeMarcus Ware. Dude's been unbelievable, but being able to bring us all together, going to his charity events, he's coming to mine, we're bringing other athletes together. Like, that to me is what it should be like. That should be your clubhouse.
Yeah.
And I will say another guy that they have that will, I'm pretty sure, is coming back with us, Jock Peterson. He looks good right now. I get it. He gets roasted,
but
for the weight.
Very fair. Very fair what happened
this
past season.
And I think it got to him, and I think you're going to see some good things this year from him.
Okay.
But like I said, I just saw him. I feel like it was like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. But he was in good shape. He looks good. So
that seems to be his MO over his career is he'll go through these phases where he's really hot, and then he just drops off. and then he gets very motivated to get back. That's the, what I can hope on.
What about...
Because he's coming back, for sure.
Yeah. Yes. The easiest player trigger of an option ever.
Hold on. They want me to sign for that money? Yes, I'll play again.
What about the balance of... Obviously, in a clubhouse or in any group of people in this room right here, right now, not everyone is going to have the same personality. Did you ever find it difficult to, because you're a more like fun and outgoing personality. I think Jock fits that bill for
yeah,
sure. How do you balance that? Because not everybody in that room, some of them are just going to be like, no, I want to do serious things all of the time.
I mean, yeah, there are guys like that. But the thing is, like, you got to find ways to loosen them up. They're going to be okay. uptight all the time, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that by any means, but you still find a way to loosen him up and loosen the rest of the group up. Like, have fun with it. Like, get everybody – I kind of just got myself set up there. But, yeah, it's just you're trying to bring everybody together. So whatever it takes, you don't really care. It's more of create a good environment. So when somebody's, like, pissed off or whatever, you're there calming everything down but also making it fun. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's just a tough, like, you're like, to me, yes, my job was to go out and pitch, do my job, everything else. But also, I just felt like my job was be a good teammate and show everybody that I can be a good teammate so that way you can get other guys around you on that. And then it just continues to mold and grow with everybody else so that, you know, we're clicking as a team.
The,
and it just, it helps when you have good person. I mean, you think about the group, for instance, I'm going to use our team, Napoli. Elvis, myself, Colby Lewis, like we're all goofy. Beltre, all goofy guys.
Ian Kinsler's a very goofy guy.
That's what I'm saying. So you look at the personalities that we had.
Yeah, maybe he was like he was never goofy with us.
No, I get so
at
there's.
All.
It's well, I bet it's with just you guys, like anybody else. You got to flip that switch. Like, oh, here comes the media.
Yeah, yeah.
Lock it in. Unless if you're me, then it's like, you know, I'm bouncing off the walls like I'm a cartoon character. But everybody else. You like that?
Yeah.
Derek Holland.
I do. I was gonna ask if you can convince Jacob DeGrom to do an interview with us, because this last time, I'm not kidding. I respected that he didn't make up a lie, because sometimes you get the lie, oh, yeah, I got to do this, whatever, and that's fine. But, like, Jacob DeGrom, just this past year, because we've been trying for, like, since he got here, hey, do you have time for an interview? Not right now. And then he just sat down and kept playing on his phone, but I respected that he didn't lie about he had to go do something.
I got to share this because this is funny. Do we have time? Are we good?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Go.
So DeGrom, when we were getting ready to sign him, remember it was between him and Rodon is what we were talking about? Well, Rodon's one of my very
That's
good
your
friends.
Guy.
Yeah. And DeGrom, I just don't know him. I've talked to him, whatever. And when we signed DeGrom, that's when I ended up having Tommy John or whatever, and we ran into each other at the Meister, Dr. Meister's place.
At the Tommy John place.
Yeah, Tommy John's place.
Yeah.
You know? And so I was in there, and I just remember the first time I got to actually sit and talk to DeGrom, he didn't talk to me. He just put his phone out with the article of us doing the radio when I was talking about how we should get Rodon and not him.
Holy crap.
You thought the Tolleson thing was a bad situation. That became even worse.
Oh, wow.
He wouldn't talk to me for like a week. Oh, don't worry. We can get him on. But he didn't talk to me for like a week, and then finally I was like, dude, I don't know you like that. Rodon's one of my good friends. I even said good things about you. I even tried to show him. I was like, look, when you're healthy, you're lights out. You're the greatest pitcher.
Man.
But he was actually DeGrom since then. I mean, he's been awesome. He's such a good dude. He is actually funny. You guys don't get to see that side of him, which I get it. It's the same thing we just talked about.
Yeah.
Media's here. Flip the switch. See you later. Don't talk to him.
Yeah, we're different is what I always feel like. But,
yeah.
But they got to find out. I will say, though, as a guy who was on that mound, and you've experienced making dudes look foolish before, and maybe one day you'll be able to make me look foolish. Probably not,
yeah.
though. like when you see DeGrom when he's healthy and he's doing that, it's kind of got to not envious, but you're just like, wow, like that's impressive.
It's more than impressive.
Beyond,
I mean,
yeah.
As much as I love watching Shohei do what he does, DeGrom, when you get him on the mound and he's healthy. No, I'm sorry. That is absolute. It's a video game. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look like he's having fun. Like, this is easy. Pow, pow, pow.
It kind of reminds me of Jokic a little bit, because he does things and he's like, all right. Like, the other day, he hit that mid-court shot and walked to the bench, and everyone was trying to mob him. That's what I mean this in the best possible way. That's like what it looks like with DeGrom, where he's like, Of course I struck him out. That's what I was supposed to do.
I think that's a great example. It's like, this is expected, so what do you want?
Like, why would I celebrate? That was what I was supposed to do.
I'm so good at these pitches. Yeah. Maybe if I threw in an Ephus in here, it would be more fun for me, but why would I do that?
Maybe he needs to, strike somebody out and go,
I think we're going to get some of that today.
That reflection of that celebration as representative of the 2020.
Just had a walk-off grand slam.
It's like a Super Mario fist pump.
Yeah.
Jumping up.
From the 214, man, maybe we didn't do a good job with this. Wait, is Derek Holland going to be there? Okay, so Derek Holland is
here. He put me in timeout. That's why.
That's true.
I was.
Whose fault was that,
Derek? I had to sit down because I was late to practice.
Exactly. But you made it. You made it through the first drive on the bench.
I mean, I sat the first segment out. I did it on purpose. I wanted you guys to just go without me.
And we brought you back in, and you're going to be here all day long. And if people don't know this, and they should by now, Derek has a very charitable heart.
Yes, I do. I'm going to be making my surprise donation later.
Oh, it's a surprise.
Not really a surprise anymore.
Well,
look, you've already donated enough with that. I mean,
we're still going.
Everything that happens at like my family Thanksgiving now, I'm going to really want to be like, yay.
How was your food?
Good. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You know what? Speaking of family, coming up next, it's time for the Combo Platter Family Edition. Give us a sports opinion, and then what is your favorite, least favorite, or weirdest family holiday interaction ever? Plus Corey's giant head. Next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. You're going to need to stop doing that. It's funny every time. We've got Derek Holland in with us. We've got Corey Majors, of course.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Alec Medford holding it down back at the studio, but he will be here as well, probably around 1 o'clock as we're live from RJ Dukes in McKinney. And we do have, you're going to be excited to know this, I convinced Mickey to show up.
Are you kidding me right
RJ
now?
Dukes.
No way.
So he will be here.
That's awesome.
To do his spot, I do believe, coming up at 8 o'clock. But right here, I wanted to try the combo platter. All right. And if you're not familiar, and I know hopefully you are by now, but this is not our usual spot. Give us a sports opinion. And then for the combo platter today, what's your favorite, least favorite, or weirdest family holiday interaction ever? So, got Thanksgiving tomorrow. Perhaps some people are celebrating today, especially folks in the Cowboys world. But I want to know, give us a sports opinion. And then your best, worst, or weirdest holiday family interaction at 877-881-1053. Because, Corey, we've got lots of content today, and we're having a ton of fun already. We're going to have a lot more fun.
Derek is going to make sure we have fun today.
Yes,
I appreciate
he is.
That about him.
And it felt like he warned us. He warned me.
He did last night. He was like, y'all be ready.
He was telling you and warning me, because he's like, you hate fun. So we're going to have a lot of fun, but we also have tons of content and guests to go along with it. Flula coming up at 11:45. So who would like to start? Derek would like to start.
I'll go ahead and do it. It's not really that crazy, but I have this. My sports opinion, because I want to throw that out first, is...
Michigan's going to win.
No, I wasn't even going to mess with that one. This one's going to be more for the Cowboys fan base. You win this game, I think the Cowboys become the team to watch out for.
Oh, dude, yesterday Momentum there was Tolo he said he's going to come by later. As he was leaving, he was like, you beat Detroit and Kansas City, you win the Super Bowl. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They take momentum. You win against Kansas. I don't think Kansas City as much as the big statement, because they're not really
– Sure.
They're not playing like
sure. They're mediocre.
Kansas City. Yeah.
Refer to the chart, Derek. I'll show you the chart here in just a few minutes.
Is it a pie chart?
It is it's a chart.
We can make it into a pie chart.
It's easier to read.
Yeah. It's a chart that shows the truth. All right, you got to recognize where you are as a team. All right, there is bad teams.
Oh, you really did.
Sub mediocre, mediocre, above mediocre, and elite teams in the NFL.
This
all right?
is the second chart. We moved up.
Yeah, the Cowboys were sub mediocre, but when they beat Philadelphia, you are here now. You are mediocre. Kansas City is also mediocre. Mm-hmm. And so you beat them.
I think
you can stay in that area, maybe even move up.
I do. I mean, have they really been that impressive? Let's be honest.
No, I hear you, but like, because of their track record and quarterback, I think I default to an extra level up. So, like, I'm not saying you're wrong. I just can't get the concept of Kansas City out of my brain as a threat.
Yeah.
Like, until they're out,
yeah.
I will believe.
I get that. But, like I said, I just think with the momentum, Cowboys defense is playing a lot better. You know I'm not a diehard Cowboys fan. I cheer for them.
That
sure.
is true.
But I also know when to be real, and I feel like right now the Cowboys – they win these I don't really care so much. Beat Kansas City, yes, obviously. We need that.
Beat Detroit.
But beat Detroit,
that'd
then
be something.
Then I'm not kidding. You become the NFL rankings, you definitely shoot up.
Right.
And you're definitely a team that literally becomes, man, we got to be careful. This is not.
You're not wrong. And somebody, because like before the Philly game, people were like, well, you're not going to win all three. And I'm like, I'm not saying you're going to win all three. I'm saying if you did, if you rattled off wins over Philly, Kansas City, and Detroit back to back to back, you couldn't question the momentum that the team has on its side. Now, I still don't think I would predict that to happen, but if it did, I don't particularly feel like you could dispute the momentum they would have.
It's just like we talk about with baseball. They're the hot team going into the playoffs. That's what you want. But for my embarrassing moment, I guess you could say it is.
Sure.
I always feel bad when I was younger. You know, my one of my great grandmas would make stuff, but nobody would eat it.
Oh.
It'd be a dish that's just there, and it'd be like, I don't know if I want that one.
Did it look
questionable? It didn't look promising.
It's a plate of eggs, but they're gray.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's bad.
What is that supposed to
be?
But
it was like you'd get like a
purple green
I'm making
beans.
This up, but like a cranberry casserole or whatever. Like,
do you
Sounds
feel
terrible.
Comfortable asking what something is if it is not
100%.
Made well enough to
yeah,
discern?
I'll be like, so what is this slop?
There's a nicer way to say that.
Yeah.
What is this? What is this dish here?
I really thought you were going to just change your voice
like
and say
porridge.
Slop again. So I appreciate that you lightened it up. Yeah, no, you lightened it up. I like that. From the 214, Corey, I'm so sorry. You might not want to hear this first part. Sports opinion, Eric Morris could have waited 2 weeks to announce that he is leaving. Really took the wind out of UNT's best season ever. Let's ignore that part.
Wait, he left?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it hurts.
He said he's going to stay, but he's the next coach of Oklahoma State.
Yeah, he's going to finish out the season, so, and you're like, your brain's already starting to think about where you're headed.
You got to work on recruiting. No January 2nd is a transfer portal. Like, if they make the playoff, is he going to be 100% in on that?
Yeah, that's a Friday.
Oh, what?
Okay.
How'd you know that?
That's
because of our schedule.
Okay. I was like, wow.
That's impressive.
You know, the days of the week.
That's a flex I don't think gets used enough. If you could memorize the calendar and you were like, oh, yeah, well, it's going to be December 14th. And you're like, yep, that's Tuesday. I feel like every single time people are like,
Adrian actually does that. Yeah. And it kind of blows my mind.
Okay.
It
well, freaks
me out a little. What's it?
He said it's a Sunday. But, like, wouldn't you be impressed by that?
Oh, I would.
If you're like, oh, wow, that's really good.
Sure.
And then they followed up, and I really love this. And then, happy Thanksgiving, guys. Really respect what you guys do with my possibilities as a father of a special needs daughter, praying for a huge success today. Not that we wouldn't want to talk to Will Clark and Jake Berger anyway, because obviously we would. But Will Clark there's autism in his family. And then Jake Berger, obviously we've talked a whole lot about his kiddo being born with Down syndrome. And so, like, we would want to talk to them anyway, but just knowing that they're fighting the same cause today is just yet another reason to have them on.
Well, and Jared Sandler joins us at 8:40 this morning. All proceeds are going to benefit My Possibilities and the Sandlot this year. We said, hey, let's expand just a little bit more. And I don't know, did you happen to see the story in the morning news with
Jared?
I did. Very good job by Sean McFarland. I really appreciated that story a lot. So a lot of people tied and connected to this thing, and I really appreciate that for sure.
From the 936, Derek Holland is the rare athlete who's exactly who you think he is on and off the field. Yeah, this is what he's like. Yeah,
check his Instagram out, and you'll see who he is.
Check his Instagram out now.
I'm just kidding. He's good now. Cigarettes.
I don't want to get into
all
that.
Oiled up in a Speedo playing the cello on stage. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. What about flying with those bald eagles? Smoking a cigarette.
Riding the Velociraptor down the beach.
Smoking a cigarette in so many of those.
I've had so many people reach out. When did you start smoking? I was like, that's not really me. And I don't smoke cigarettes.
Kevin.
Hold on. The weirdest interaction.
Oh, okay.
At Thanksgiving, a huge fight erupts. There were tears, screaming. Two families leave. Brother's fiance shows up to surprise brother. Absolute chaos. And then photos got posted on Facebook. Man, I like that while all this is going down, somebody's like,
World Star!
I told you. Years and years ago, more than 10 years ago, Colby invited me to his family's Thanksgiving, and I couldn't go. And then he goes, oh, you should have been there. The police were there. There was an arrest.
Somebody got stabbed.
Yeah, I was like, what? Yeah.
Wow, that's really
getting
into the turkey.
I can't believe.
Yeah. Kevin really could have enjoyed all of that.
Somebody wanted to cut the turkey bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the hell you are going to carve this.
I'm going to cut you.
Yeah.
I think a couch got thrown out in the front yard. Yeah.
Was that Hulk?
Expected.
Yeah, Hulk smash.
The
Hulk throw.
Kevin, I've decided.
Oh, good.
I've decided.
I don't know. I have no idea what he's going to say.
This is the year that playoff Jason Robertson puts it all together.
Oh, man.
Jason Robertson is on a...
Wish we could have banked some of those goals from yesterday.
No! Keep stacking on them, dude. You don't bank them.
Okay,
you can't bank them.
Fine.
You can't bank runs for tomorrow. You never know what's going to happen.
I know. I agree.
That doesn't work like
that.
Me
they're going to keep scoring 8 goals a game or even close, great.
Yes.
You're going to win the Stanley Cup.
Jason Robertson is on fire right now, and I have faith that this year in the playoffs, he will... That arrow will be pointing north for him.
Okay.
For the Stars.
What do you think his celebration's like? Do you think he...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Actually, I could kind of see that.
He's Nico
does slide
that
on the ice. Nico celebrates and smashes somebody into the boards as well.
I had a year where I found some presents in the attic. And
rat turds?
No, some actual presents, like Christmas presents. And I showed them to my sister. And my mom was very upset. And then I guess while we were at my grandma's, I was upstairs. And I walked down to, like, went down to this to hear what the adults were saying. And they were talking about it. And I felt so bad. Mm. And it was the worst experience because I felt like I had ruined Christmas for my sister.
Yeah, that year you did.
And then what's even crazier... I got a desk for Christmas. They took everything that I found. They took it back. I was like 12. And they took everything back and were like, here, you get this stupid desk. And I was like, that desk was awesome, though. I will say. Like, it was a cool desk, but that was my worst interaction.
Desks are cool.
Yeah. Did you have like a pad that said from the mind of Corey Majors with one of those quill pens? And you were like, dip, 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 dip. And it's just great. Dip, 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 dip.
And I had this little candle holder that I had.
Yes.
That was your light.
See? You get it. From the 8...
My dearest Adrian.
From the 806.
It's too early.
The wheat crop has been unusually low. Okay. Sports opinion. Cowboys make the playoffs, lose the NFC Championship game to Green Bay. Man, what a complicated way to feel that would be. You're like, hey, we finally did it, and then lost to Micah's new team. Like, that feels like that would be really complex.
I don't think they're going in.
Yeah, we only tie those guys.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't work in the playoffs. And then one Thanksgiving, I'd brought a new girlfriend home 1 week. Grandma walks in on her finishing her business and just stays and talks to her while she, I think, like, using the restroom, not like.
Okay. I was thinking the same thing you were thinking.
No, I saw the look.
Right over there.
Like, what was that? Not Another Teen Movie when they come in with the cake and she's in there and he's like, what's up?
Yes,
the whole family comes
in. She spent using the restroom.
Yeah. That's right, PJ Washington. Thanks.
And. Grandma. So, and it said she just stood there and talked to her while she was finishing up using the restroom. Now, the rest of this is interesting.
I'm glad you said that. Finishing up using the restroom.
They said they had been dating for 1 week. But that's a bold move to take a 1 week relationship to meet your family. Also, did you guys get... Oh, said we only lasted 2 more weeks. And then said granny weeds out the weak links. So...
She couldn't make it.
So she knew that wasn't going to work. From the 817, oh, I like this. These guys replacing RJ and Choppy are pretty good. The station should give them a shot. I like it. I think we might be able to make it. From the
number one midday sports talk show in DFW, by the way.
Yeah.
So nobody does it like we do.
And frequently the number one radio show midday.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Yeah. If I could learn how to speak Spanish, we would always be number one.
Yeah, see.
Okay. Thanks for that, Derek. Could have been worse. God.
Now we got the Spanish style.
Have you ever seen the beginning of 24 when Jack Bauer's like, and this is the longest day of my life? That's what this is going to be. From the 5-4-1, they said Texas is going to beat A&M this Friday, get into the playoffs, and win the national championship. Mm. Holy moly.
That's a bit bold there.
I hope none of that happens, but I understand. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. So there's not expressways today. So we are going to take a break. And coming up next, I think we've been meaning to do this for a minute. Let's go ahead and dive a little bit further into some of these auctions that we've got going on. Because we've got a bunch of crazy auctions. So let's talk a little bit more about those. And maybe mix in some sports next on The Fan. Oh. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, live from RJ Dukes for Peace-a-thon. And we wanted to take a little bit of focus to the website.
Corey Eating?
Yes.
No.
105.3thefan.com. From the 214, why are there no expressways? That's a great question. I also do not know the answer to that. I just know that is what Alec told me, and I don't know if Alec knows the answer to that either. But yeah, no expressways today, which is going to make a couple of spots more complicated, but we'll figure it out. Now, 105.3thefan.com/peace-a-thon. That is the place that you go to learn about the events and also learn about the event itself, but it also has the link to the auction page. We've also been texting people the link, so if you're curious about that and you're listening, we've texted it to a lot of people as well. But we have an unbelievable lineup of auction packages this year. And some people have asked, like, how come some of them are already sold? So essentially, here's what happens. More or less, we have a taxable value for these items, and the bidding starts at about 40% of that. But some people want to do, there's a buy it now option on most of these as well. And some of the people have immediately pulled the trigger on the buy it now option, which obviously I appreciate. If you have the monetary means and just want to start buy it now on every single thing, I would freaking love if you could do that. But anything that you can do is appreciated. You can spread the word. You can donate. We've got everything from sports memorabilia to in-game experiences, studio movie grill stuff, wrestling belts, lots of cards, lots of autographs, and quilts.
Yeah.
I think what they should do is act like Dwight Schrute when he was bidding. And he just put down what he thought it should actually be.
Hey,
I think that's a great idea. Here's
a great tip for you. I do believe for charitable purposes, we have the taxable market value on there. So if you just want to look at that number and bid that amount, that would make this my favorite day ever on radio.
We'd
really just cut right to the chase. And if you have any questions about any of these items, there's avenues for you to ask them. You can always text them in. We procured all of these items, and so we can easily answer all of those questions.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it started out with a, will Derek Holland give us a autographed baseball? Like that was the first one. Hey, and I called Derek up and he was like, yeah, come over to my house. And I was like, holy crap, I get to go to Derek Holland's house. And I show up and
my bad.
It was a palatial estate. It was amazing. And then he goes, hey, a ball's cool and all. But he opened up this closet, and it had every jersey he's ever had, I think, in his life. I mean, like, even his T-ball jersey.
Oh, that's nice.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. And he goes, mm-hmm. Hey, what about the ALCS? Would you want that one? And I was like, what? Are you sure? And he was like, yeah, dude, here, let's do this. And he autographed it right there. And that was the first item we ever auctioned off.
That's so nice.
And then we were like, well, I don't even remember what else we had, honestly. We didn't have much.
Yeah.
This thing has grown because so many other people are like, hey, I got something. And they want to contribute and they want to take part in it. But there are some really amazing items out there, Kevin, that you've been able to collect from your friends over this time. And that's been really awesome.
Honestly, and that's one of the things that I'm really glad we're having Peace-a-thon here at RJ Dukes today. They are one of the, let's say, like, friends of the fan. What they are doing is out in the parking lot, and I'm not kidding you, they have a tent set up out there and everything. They are doing repacks. I believe there's about 120 repacks, and they're selling for $25 a piece. All of that money goes to the cause. And so let's do some math here. 120 times 25, that's $3,000.
Sweet.
So if we can sell those out, that's $3,000 that is coming into the charity, and they have been giving us stuff for Peace of the Hunt for like 6 years probably.
From the
been a long time.
The 936, sorry Derek, I don't have assistant to the regional manager money. So that's where they are at the moment. But
I like that.
Here's the great thing, cuz somebody said give me the website, Kevin, give me the link. I'm poor but I'm curious. Here's something else to throw your way. Whataburger party pack. It's on raffle.
For the raffle.
This is the first time we've ever done this raffle specifically. $10 and you get a raffle ticket for this Whataburger party pack that is awesome. Like, it's got so much additional stuff into it. Mike usually wins this thing. That's why we did a raffle, so Mike wouldn't just buy it immediately, because he's always like, I love Whataburger more than anybody else. Show that you love Whataburger more than Mike by buying your $10 ticket right now.
One of the new things in that box this year is an LED hamburger. Like, I put it in the description, and don't eat it.
Or this Unless is, you want to.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jess goes, like a real she didn't mean like an edible hamburger, but she goes, it's like a hamburger that lights up. And I was like, that is exactly what it is. And then this question comes in. We have this conversation all of the time. When someone does buy it now, do y'all ever think we should have made that price higher? So there's two things about that. Sometimes yes, or sometimes I think that means the buy it now is priced perfectly to get somebody to be like, screw it. Like whenever you trade a seventh rounder because you're like, I could get it, but I don't want to wait in line. You're like, screw it, I don't want to wait in line. Then that's the other thing is we, like, especially because it's for charity and you have to do a lot of things, everything needs to be above board.
Yes.
And so we didn't set any of these values where we're trying to be like, oh, we're really going to screw some people over with this. Like, the market value that you see, that's the actual, I told you he would be here. He's
Mickey Spagnola, ladies and gentlemen.
The market value is what it is. And so the buy it now is usually about twice as much as market value. And so, like, we're not trying to like artificially jack up the prices for charity or anything like that. So that's another part of it. What would be the after effects of eating an LED burger? Your family would come visit you in the cemetery.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could be hospital.
I would
presume that's the first stage.
Yeah, but is it plugged in?
Yeah, I mean, if it's plugged in, that's a problem.
If it's plugged in when you eat it, it's going to be the last burger you
eat. Yeah. Well, you know what? I would argue that if you ate it too, and it wasn't plugged in, it's probably not going to turn out super awesome for you.
Everybody in the family is like, man, it's shocking.
Are there...
That was good.
Dun, 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 dun. Mike isn't
even here all day, ladies and gentlemen.
Are there any... Can I turn people's attention to one specific package, and if there's anything that you want to shout out along the way, I definitely am here for that. Package number 89. It's the Texas Motor Speedway Dream Weekend. Starting bid on that is only $1,000. I probably shouldn't have said it like that. $1,000 is a lot of money. Well, when I tell you what's in it,
yeah,
I think you'll be like, yeah. Don't get me wrong. No, I understand that's a lot of money. It starts at $1,000. The race weekend that's coming up May 1st through the 3rd, 2026 at Texas Motor Speedway, you will get premium grandstand tickets, four of them, for each one of those three races. Also, you will get preferred parking pass for each three of those days. And then on Sunday, for the big race, the NASCAR race, you'll get four track passes, which you can probably figure out kind of what that means. But you also get to walk on the track and sign the start and finish line.
You ever signed the start and finish line at Texas Motor Speedway, Derek?
No, but I drove a pace car.
You get to do something Derek's never done before.
How about that?
I tried to get that included as part of the package.
He really did.
That was unfortunately...
Dude, that's awesome. You get to sign it. Your name's there.
Yeah. And so I just think...
You ever autographed anything?
No.
That jersey and that story you just told six minutes ago.
Yeah, you told the story.
But, like, those are the kind of things that I think are really cool they have bundled together. And Texas Motor Speedway, they just donated it to us. And that's the other great thing. All of the money that we raised today, none of it will be taken out. Like, whatever the final number is, that's what goes to our charity.
And here's one other thing about that. You win that Texas Motor Speedway package right there. You can take whoever you want.
See.
You can take your best friend. See, you can take somebody you hate and say, "Watch me do all this cool stuff today."
See, that could both be Derek.
Yeah, exactly. You can, and then you can be like, "Hey, I'm going to autograph this right in front of them," and then they'll be like, "Man, I have to deal with this." So, as Kevin always says, you can get something because you want to have it, or because you want to scoreboard your neighbor.
Yeah, the other thing, I agree with that. Obviously,
just get a scoreboard and put it up in front of your neighbor's house.
Dude, we need to auction off a scoreboard. Why have we never done that
before? We have
before?
A big audience. If for some reason you have access to that, let me know. We'll figure it out. And then the other thing is, we have a Studio Movie Grill pass for the year. But the thing about this is, it's good for up to 4 tickets every single time you use it. So hopefully you have friends or, again, enemies. You'd be like, yeah, you enjoying all those free movies?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so you can use it for 4 every single time you go to the movies once per week for the entire year. I think that is super cool. And then, Derek, I don't know if you'll be interested in this. We have an autographed framed photo of Ronald Reagan. So I'm just saying, we got all kinds
go ahead
of things.
And say it.
Politics right here. Coming
actor.
Up
he was
next,
an actor,
though.
Too, though.
Yes.
Oh, man, you didn't do – well, never mind.
What we have plenty
pure gold
of time.
As always.
I know. Well, yeah, we're not there yet. I just wanted you to shout out what the kids do for my possibilities.
Oh, well.
Can't do it right now.
That's true.
We got a commercial.
Exactly.
<Da-da-da-da>. See
coming
ya.
Up next, commercials. But also, we will move
we got all day.
Into Derek. Hour number 3. Carter Freeman will be joining us for the hour, and he is here. Mickey Spagnuolo is going to be live and in person at RJ Duke.
That's awesome.
Our Dallas Cowboys insider next, moving to hour number 3. Peace-a-thon right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.